Okay, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Aleph, and we're here at the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis by the two dots. We had a long Mishnah, and basically going through the rest of the day's procedures for the Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. Our quote from the Mishnah says, "Kidesh Yadav Raglav," right, one of the many times that he washed his hands and feet again, as we pointed out in previous Mishnayos, that there were 10 times the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah. 10 times he washed his hands and feet. 5 times he went to the mikvah in between changes of clothing, this is one of them. And the Gemara is going to point out that the psukim have to be out of order in order to get yourself to 5 and 10, because otherwise, as we'll see in a second, right? Again, it's easier to have the entire chumash in front of you. Right? We don't have that, so we'll just, if you read the psukim straight through, there's only 3 changes of clothing from the big day zav to the big day lovin to the big day zav, or maybe zav. I don't remember. Okay, either way, but basically we're going to have to reinterpret the pasuk to break up one of the avodas that the Kohen Gadol will have to go back and change again to add 2 more, 2 more tefillahs and obviously 4 more washing the hands and feet, right? Because it was before and after each tefillah. Okay, either way, so the Mishnah says the kiddush yadav ra'aglav tana rabbanan. We learned in a brisa, and the pasuk says uva aron elo ha'moed. The rest of the pasuk is of Shadus Bigday Abad, Shalavash, Bavoa, La Kodesh, Vini Chamsham. So the pasuk says, right, Lama Huba. Right, again, this pasuk, if we've mentioned earlier in the Masechta, right, on Daf, as you look at the Masechta Shas, Lama Beis, as we pointed out, that this pasuk is extra. It doesn't say exactly what the Kohen Gadol did, right, when he, right, came to the Ohel Moed, right, and the question is, what did he do? So that we learned earlier, right, Bala Hoti is a kafes amachtar. He went back into the Kodesh Kadashim to take out the spoon, i.e., the ladle with the incense, or not anymore, right, that he took the incense from, and the pan with the coals. Which you call Parsha Kula, Nemra ala Seder, Chutz Mipozik Zu. And the Gemara says, right, the entire, right, if you look at Achrimos, right, all of it is in order, except for this Pasuk, because it must be, my time, what's the reason? Amar of Chista, right, Gemiri, we have a Halacha Moshe Sinai, Chamesh Tefilos, Asar Kiddushin, Tovah, Kodam, Mekadosh Bo Bayom. Right, again, it was 5 and 10. 5 trips to the mikvah, 10 times he washed his hands and feet. V'i Amarta Kisidrin Ksivin, if you'll tell me it's all in order, so Mishkachazal, Ele Sholosh Tefilos, Vashisha Kiddushin. Right, you only 5 and 3 and 6. Right, so that's why we have to insert something in between. Right, every time he changes clothes, right, from big day lovin to big day zav, or vice versa, right, he went to the mikvah and washed his hands and feet before and after. So again, if you just read it straight through, right, there's only 3 times. So then we had to kind of interrupt one of the three. And insert a big day lovin in there, because then again, obviously, you'd have to get back into, right, whatever he had changed out of, right, and that would give you the extra 2 times where he changed, and the extra, right, the extra 2 tefillos and the extra 4 washing the hands and the feet. Okay, so Maskevla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked the following question: well, maybe, how do you know, right, that it's to go back into the Kodesh Kodashim to get the spoon and the ladle, that's the ladle and the pan, right, maybe it was the korban, the sirna hanasa b'chutz, meaning the goat that was outside the Ohel Moed, right, that was the answer outside the Heichal, maybe that was the one that would be stuck in between the avoda and the Bidya Lovin, right? How do you know it was going into, right, the Kodesh Kodashim? So Rabbi says, so Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'yasa, V'yasa, Esola, so, right, the Pasuk says that he goes out and he does his Ola, right, V'yasa, Lasa, Am, and the Ola of the nation, right, the two Olas. So, Mi'itziah Rishon, Avid, Elu, Ve'el, Aha'am. So apparently, from his first going, Mi'itziah HaRishona, right, from his first going out to the Heichal, that was when he did the ram, right, the ayal, and the ayal, right, his own ayal, and the ayal of Am Yisrael. So it can't be, right, it must be that something else had to interrupt the order as the psukim were listed, right? Again, if we were really doing this properly in a shir with a room, right, with everybody, right, in the same room, so we'd give out sheets and we'd read over the psukim, right, just to ground ourselves in the Seder Havoda, right, it's hard to kind of like, just kind of throw out, oh, this is out of order, this is out of order, this is where he changed. Okay, we'll be zocha, right? We'll all sit and learn together. We'll do this properly with a sheet, and you can see all of the steps and where it was inserted. Okay, now Amar Rava says, meaning that there's another way to prove that the pasuk is out of order, because Amakor the pasuk says v'shadus bigdei avod, that Aaron would take off the bigdei lavan, right? Meaning the pasuk says u'fashadus bigdei avod asher lavash b'vo'al hakodesh v'ini chamsham. Right? What does that pasuk say? He takes off his bigdei lavan that he was wearing. Well, yeah, Rashain Tamalomar Asher Lavash. You don't need to tell me he was wearing them. Right, Klum other poshe Elamashu Lovesh Shalovesh. Right, obviously a person's only taking off what he's wearing. So El Ma Tamalomar Asher Lavash. What does it mean when the pasuk says that he was wearing them? Right, Shalovesh Kfar, that he had already been wearing them. Meaning that must have been the second time he took off the Bigdei Lavan. Right, so there must have been some avoda in the Bigdei Zahav, right, in between. Right, therefore, that's how we know, right? That wasn't obviously lifnayv lifnayv. That wasn't the kodesh kodashim. That was doing the ayalim, the two rams outside. So that is afterwards in the psukim. So it must be that's how you know that it was out of order. That it was already the second time. Right, he must have changed back into the big days of to do the ayal for him and for everybody else. So that's how you know, right? Again, that he had already worn it. That was the avoda that intersected the big day 11. So the Gemara says, "Maskev la Rabbi Bar Avshila." Rabbi Bar Avshila asked, "What do you mean? Maybe the mafzik lebesir hanasa b'chutz. Maybe we're talking about it's the seer outside that was interrupted, right? Like we asked before." So the Gemara says again, "V'yasa." Right? It says he went out and he did it, right? Implying that again, the first time he went out, that's the first time to go out to do the avoda outside. Again, same answer that we gave before. If I call a parsha kula nemar al seder, it was really the entire seder in Achrimos is written in order. If I cry xiv, right, the psukim say veis achil v'chatas yachdir mizbecha veis par chatas v'asir chatas. Right, asher yuva estamo. Where is the puzzle here? Right, so that pasuk says, right, that again he would go out, right? He would again. What does it say? He burns the imurim of the chatos, right, on the mizbeach, and then it says, right, that he burns it outside, right? So Gemara says Ilan and Tam. The problem is, we learned in the Mishnah that it's the opposite. Many haroas are calling gadol shu kore eno ro par v'sari nisrafim, right? That the parts were burned outside, right, at the same time. The Kohen Gadol was reading the Kriya, and then Ve'ili Emuri Chatas, right, Basar Ha'achi Makdir Lu. That the Emurim, the insides, the inner stuff that went on the Mizbeach, that was burnt afterwards, right? Even though it says is beforehand of the Pasuk, so that Pasuk is also out of order. So Gemara says you're right. Emachutz mi Pasuk Chzeh Ve'elich. No, so when the Brisa said that this is the only Pasuk that's out of order, it's meant from here and on that's out of order. From here and on, now we are no longer, right, talking about the actual order of the pasuk, and has to be rearranged somewhat. So Gemara says, my chaz is the mishtabesh akray, right? Shivesh mishnisa. I understand. You're taking the Mishnah, right? What do? We proved that the pasuk makes no sense from the Mishnah. Well, why don't we change the Mishnah based on the psukim? So you're putting the horse before the buggy here. So Amar Abai says, no, because Amar Kreba Mishalech Vasoreif. Right, the person who sends out the Seel HaZazel, and it says Ve'asoreif, and the guy who burns, right, i.e. the guy who burns right, the stuff that we just talked about, right, so meaning that the Ma Mishalech Me'ikara Afsoreif Me'ikara. So just like the guy who sends out the goat, right, that was previously in the Pasuk, meaning the Pasuk is talking about something that happened beforehand, so too Ve'asoreif Osa, right, Yichavis Pagadav Rechatz Rishorob HaMayim, but that's also something that happened earlier, i.e. the burning of the Pyre and the Seir, right, that, outside, right, that must have been happening earlier. So Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Either of them, the opposite could be true, right? If you're learning the psukim like that, why don't you learn that now we're talking about the burning of the part of the seir outside the Beis Hamikdash, but the fats that go on the mizbeach. So too, maybe the mishalech, maybe the seir lazazel, right? Also, what's it called? It has to be talking about right now. Right? That's talking about that happens later. Meaning, why don't we say that the sending out the Seel HaZazel happens later when you burn the inner stuff on the Mizbeach? So Gemara says, "Sam Mishalech to make Kara Mashra," because Ve'am Mishalech implies, right, and the one who sent out or sends out, right, implies that something we talked about already, right, something that we said already. So Pasha says that that's not happening now. It must be, right, something that happened earlier, just the implication from the language. Amar Rava says, no, that I'll tell you that I'll prove to you that the Mishaleach was done before burning of the Emurim on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Amar, Amar Kar, the Pasuk said, Yomar Chai. Again, a drush we had before, that the Sila Zozel is standing there in the Beis HaMikdash alive. Right, Masai Yezakul Lamur Chai. How long is he standing there alive? Adshas Kapara, until right the atonement. Right, when is that? Famous Adshas Kapara. What atonement I'm talking about? That's Bishas Matan Damim Vesulo. Right, that's when the sprinkling is done. Right, for the Seir Lashem. The sprinkling is done. At that point, the Seir Lazozel is free to go. Well, that was before they would burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. So therefore, right, that must be that it happened earlier. Okay, that's the quote unquote difficult part. Of today's daf. Now we have a little bit less intense with all the psukim. So now after the Seir Mishaleach, right, comes back, right, after, not the Seir Mishaleach, right, the Seir is kicked off the cliff, but the guy who took the Seir Mishaleach, that guy comes back, so Asi Mishaleach, he comes back now to the Beis HaMikdash, right, or Yerushalayim, in Matzu Bashuk, the Kohen Gadol, if he greets the Kohen Gadol on the street, meaning that he should come back and tell the Kohen Gadol, right, just update him, be like, you know, yeah, everything was taken care of, everything is good to go. So if he finds them in the marketplace, in Publix, Omelo, he should say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Mr. Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichus Echa. We have done your Shlichus, everything was good, everything checked out. I was going to see in a second that really that was to give kavod to the Kohen Gadol. Right? If you look at Rashi, in Matzo Bashuk, is like five lines down in the wide lines, Mechabdo Lufnei Abrios, right? He honors the Kohen Gadol in front of everybody. Omelo, and he says, Mr. Kohen Gadol, sir, we did your Shlichus. But if you found them alone, meaning if, he, again, the guy who brought the Seir Mishaleach, right, hung out at the last tent till after Yom Kippur was over, right, and then he had to walk back. Right, we said it was like a, you know, 7 mile walk to the cliff. So he was getting back pretty late. So if he found him in the marketplace, apparently Kohen Gadol was still having a good time conversing with everybody, whatever. So then he would give him the kavod outside. But Masa Babeso, but if the Kohen Gadol was already home, so he should go to his house. And then he said, Omer lo mechai chayim asinu shlichuso. We did the shlichus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mechai chayim. Right, we're familiar with the phrase mechai mesim. Right, the Hashem right makes the right does tchias mesim. But you hear the phrase used mechai chayim, the one who keeps the alive alive. That's a fascinating. That's a fascinating phrase, right? Fascinating use, right? Again, it's something also that we all have to think about, right? Kosh Baruch Hu is Mechai Chayim also, right? Just like you could be Mechai Mesim, right? Okay, fascinating. So Amar Rabba says, Kimithri Rabbanu Me'adadi B'pum B'disa, and this phrase Mechai Chayim was not so uncommon, right? When the Rabbanan would leave each other in B'pum B'disa, Amri, they would say like this, Mechai Chayim Yitim Lecha Chayim Arukim V'tobim Metukanim, right? The one who's Mechai Chayim, the one who keeps the living alive, right, sustains the living, so he should give you long life, good life, right, fixed life, right, proper life. Right, it was a bracha that they would give each other, right, when they left each other. Okay. As Alech Lefnei Hashem Baritz Zachayim, and the Pasuk says, again, when it wants to talk about a good life, so when David Melech wrote, As Alech Lefnei Hashem Baritz Zachayim, I want to walk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land of the living, it's Amar Yehuda Zemakom Shukim. That's talking about a place of the market. Right, if you look at Rashi, Ad Sheda Motzi Liknos Mizonosov. Right, person is able, right, you're able to buy whatever you need. Right, since at that point, says Rashi, David was walking around, right, he was running away, right, he was traveling here to there, right, he was running from Shaul, right, he was a wanderer, so it wasn't always so easy for him to find food, right. Baruch Hashem, nowadays, you know, even if you travel, so Chasdei Hashem, we don't realize we live in a time of incredible abundance. Right, you can just pop into a supermarket, there's food pretty much everywhere in the world. Right, that your person will be found, a Jew will be found. Baruch Hashem, there's plenty of food. But the David, at the David, that person should live, right, in the Arts of Zachayim, right, the place where the food is readily available. Ki'orach yomim mishnos chayim, v'shalom yosifu l'cha, right, ki long life, and years, long days, and long years of life and peace should be added to you. David continues, v'chi yesh shanim shel chayim, v'yesh shanim she'enu shel chayim. I understand, says the Gemara, I understand the phrase, shnos chayim, years of life. Hashem is obviously going to add. If Hashem is adding years to someone, it's years of life, obviously. That's talking about days or years that were switched, that were changed from bad to good. I guess there's some sort of gzera or whatever. Rashi says if a person was poor, then it became more wealthy, right? It was feel better, right? He fared better in his business when he got older. Okay. So as that's Rashi says, Nash Chai Mitoch Misa, right? Because a person was made wealthy. We know that poor people are Nikrim, right? Are called Mesim, right? That's the story by Yaakov Avinu, you know, when Eliphaz caught up with him and said his father Esav told him to kill him. There's a medrash there that Yaakov said, right? But Eliphaz liked Yaakov, so Yaakov told him, just take all my possessions, right? And Yaakov shows up at Lavan's house with no money, right? Again, that's a midrashim over there. Poor person is called as if he's dead. Okay, Shal Bizocha, to have that feeling of life, of Chaim. Okay, where are we over here now? Yeah, right. Okay, Elechem le'ishim, right, and then the pasuk Elechem ishim ekra. Again, that pasuk is not in Tehillim, but that pasuk is. I apologize. The last pasuk is also not in Tehillim. The last pasuk is in Mishle. Okay, so this pasuk is also in Mishle. Elechem ishim ekra. I call you men. Right, ishim. Ishim is a strange phrase. Right, usually the plural of ish is anashim. Right, so what's ishim? So Amar Rabbi Barachia, Elu Talmid Chachamim Shedomin Lanashim VeOsim Gvura Kanashim. These are Talmid Chachamim that are similar to women, but they do Gvura, they're like men. What in the world is going on over here? So again, ishim is kind of calls into reference, right? If you look at Rashi, Loshon Isha, right? From the fact it didn't say Anashim, ishim seems to imply women. So what's that like? So Talmid Chachamim who are more like women, who are biologically weaker than men, right? Talmid Chachamim also sit around and they're not nobody's. Nobody's weight training at the gym, you know, 4 hours a day. If you're Talmid Chacham, right, sitting and learning, so they're weaker. But they see Gvura, right? Gvura, not like Gvura, like strength, like physical strength, but Gvura, like Yitzchak, right? They have the koch of Gvura amongst them. Okay. V'amar Abrachia harutzel anasach yayin al gabe mizbeach yimadli gronim shel Talmid Chachamim yayin. Person wants to be zocha to bring a nisuch yayin, right, on the mizbeach, so he should pour wine down the throats of Talmid Chachamim, meaning you should serve them wine. Shneva's pasuk says, "Alechem ishem ekra." Right, I'm going to call ishem. Right, ishe. This is different. This is different language. This is ishe. Right, ishe reach nicharach Hashem, like a korban on the mizbeach. So it's a service of Talmid Chachamim. Right, if you give them wine, so it's as if you poured wine on the mizbeach. Right, because they are. I guess the substitute for what we lost, right, in the Bais HaMikdash. Rabbi Barachia says, right, on a roll. So he says, Ro'a Adam Shatora Posekes Mizaro. If a person sees that his Torah is not going to end up continuing through his children, Chas V'Shalom, Yisa Bas Talmid Chacham. He should marry the daughter of a Talmid Chacham. Rashi Nemar, the Pasuk says, right, Im Ziyazkin Ba'aretz Yasharshu, Sharsho, maybe, Ve'afar Yomuz Gizo, Meriach Mayim Yafriach, V'yasa Ketzir Kimo Nata. Right, but again, a person should kind of, if you marry yourself to daughters of Talmid Chachamim, so again, the chora that she will keep everybody from, right? Again, the idea that the woman is certainly the koveya, the level of the Yiddishkeit, right, in a Jewish home. Okay, v'yom tovai osa lohavav, right? The Kohen Gadol, when he came out, right, after everything was done, he would obviously make a big party, make a yom tov for his... for the people who loved him, right, for his friends, for his family, etc. So Tana Rabbana will learn the Maisa, fascinating Maisa, fascinating story. Maisa Bekohen Gadol, Echad, Sheyotzim Beis HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol came out of Beis HaMikdash, Vavu Azli Kuli Alma Basrei, right, as is wont to do, makes sense, right, all the Jews came after him, right, big fanfare. Came into Chazinu, the Shammai Ve'Avtalion, but then they saw Shammai Ve'Avtalion to the Gedol Yador, right, walking in the same street, Shavkulu the day, they left him alone, right? You can imagine, they ran after Shammai, like celebrities, right, in the street, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, right, they ran after Shammai Ve'Avtalion, and they left the Kohen Gadol alone. Fazli Basar, Shammai Ve'Avtalion, they went after Shammai Ve'Avtalion. Well, so if also Shammai Ve'Avtalion left him in the Kohen Gadol, afterwards, right, the Shammai Ve'Avtalion went over to the Kohen Gadol to say Shalom Aleichem, or I guess Aleichem Shalom, or Shalom Aleichem, or Lidrot, or I'll see you later. So Amar Lahan, so he said to them, right, the Kohen Gadol said to them, fascinating, Yesun bnei Amim l'shalom, let the children of the nations go in peace. Right, Shammai Ve'Avtalion were gerim. So the Kohen Gadol was throwing shade at them. So they said back to him, Yesun bnei Amim l'shalom, right, let the people, the children descended from the nations go in peace, i.e., it's better that we're descended from the nations, right, the Avdin Uvda the Aaron, who do something like Aaron, meaning what was Aaron? Aaron was Oiv Shalom, Shalom, Rodiv Shalom. So we're trying to be nice, right? We're trying to be nice to you, we're trying to say Shalom Aleichem, Hatzlacha, we'll see you later, and you come with these insults, so it's better to be the son of children, the children of the nations, who do, right, Chesed, who give cover to Brios, V'lo Yesi Bar Aaron L'Shalom, D'lo Avid Uvda D'Aaron, and let the descendant of Aaron not go in peace, right? Since he's not doing what Aaron used to do. Meaning it's better that we should be gerim and acting nice with our other Jews than be actually descended from Aaron, but not be nice and act kindly. Fascinating, back and forth. Kohen Gadol l'chore got insulted or whatever. How could Kohen Gadol right after Yom Kippur get insulted like that? Right in front of his kavod, right? Kohen and Gadolim were gaivadik like that. So simple teretz is, yeah, inechanami. Right, that you know that sometimes people, unfortunately, that could be a tremendous tzaddikim, but they could fall very quickly after Yom Kippur, after the holiest of experiences. Right, you have to be on your lookout, you have to be on your guard before the Yetzer Hara gets you. Okay, Vayter says new Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah in the Perek. This is the last Mishnah that deals with Yom Kippur stuff. It's not even really specifically Yom Kippur stuff. Almost would have expected this to come at the beginning of the Masechta, but this is just a quick rundown of the Big Day Kahuna, and this will be the last Mishnah before we go into modern Yom Kippur Halacha. Mary Ibana Beis Hamikdash, right? The rest of the Masechta will become relevant for us this year. Amen. So let's say, right, okay, so the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Mishamish B'Shmona Kelim V'Hedyot Ba'Arba. Again, the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, regular Kohen, is the Kohen Gadol wears 8 clothing, 8 pieces of clothing, and the Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen, wears 4. What's the 4 begadim of the Kohen Hedyot? Ksones, Mechnasayim, Metznefes, Ve'avnet. The Ksones is I guess the robe, you would call it, is the, you know, the upper piece of clothing that really went down to his knees. Okay, either way, the Mechnasayim are the pants, Metznefes are the hat. The Avnet is the belt. Now, the Mitznefes, actually, the Psukim called Mitznefes, refer to the Mitznefes, that's the Kohen Gadol's. The regular Kohen's hat in the Psukim is called, and the Torah is called the Megbas. The Rishonim debate whether they were actually different. Okay, fine. The Mishnah here refers to it as Mitznefes. Fine. Most of the love of Kohen Gadol, Choshen ve'Ephod mi'il utzitz. Right, obviously, the Choshen with all the jewels on it. The Ephod was a robe that went around. That when kind of he slipped his head through, right, and the choshen was on the ephod, and me'il was a coat, and tzitz was went on his forehead. Be'ilu nishalim be'urim betumim, and that's obviously where the urim betumim would be. Ve'in nishalim el lamelech ul'av beizdin ul'mishat tzibar tzorech bo, but you can't just ask him, you know, who has the best pizza in town, right? You have to add, right, only something for the king, or for the av beizdin, or for somebody that tzibar needed, like we read in the affair this week with Yiftach. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan Lan Rabbi said, Dvarim Shenemar Bahem Shesh. Now, if you ever read the Psukim, right, talking about the Big Day Kahuna, everything is Big Day Shesh. Shesh this, that, this Shesh, that Shesh. So, what is the whole deal with Shesh? Mashzar, right? It says many times, right, all these interesting words in Parshas Tetzaveh and by Yaakov Kudir, right, and talking about the weaving of the Big Day Kahuna. So, anything that at the time it says Shesh, that's chutan, right? It's chutim, it's threads, right? It's strings. Kofel shisha is 6, meaning each thread is made out of 6 strings, right? It has 6 strings in one thread, right? Very thick material. Mashzar had 8, right? Shmona, that's 8. Anytime it says mashzar, that's referring to 8. Me'il, anytime it says me'il, right? The me'il was the rope, not anytime, but the me'il was the rope worn. So that was shnei masar. That was 12. What's it called? Strings inside of a thread, and that was made out of tchilas agav. Parochas. What about the parochas? That's esrim va'arba. That was 24. And choshen ve'efo besrim mishmona. That was 28. The Gemara learns out. What's going on over here? Chutan. Kofel shisha minolan. How do you know that that's true? Right? Where do you get that from? So whenever it says sheish, the chutim are 6. So what do you see? Damakok. The pasuk says vayezuz aksonas sheish vesmetz nefes sheish vespari having both sheish vesmechnes nefesay abad sheish mashdar. And so the Gemara Darshan is like this, right? It says sheish all the time. So chamisha kroik zivay. Right? There are 5 psukim. Right? Chad leguf edikis da ninu. Okay, one of them is required to tell me that it's made out of linen. Right? V'chad yeh chutan kofel shisha. One tells me that they need to be 6. Right? Again, 6 strings inside of one thread. V'chadju shizurin, one says that they have to be spun all together, right? The 6 strings and spun into one chut. V'chad l'shar begadim shalom nemar b'hem shesh, and one for the other clothing that doesn't say shesh, as we'll see in a second. And v'chad l'akev, and one to tell me that that's crucial. I mean, that's not just the nicest way to do it. That is exactly how it has to be done. So Gemara says, "My mashma dahi sheish kisnahu." Right? How do you know that it has to be linen? Right? Therefore, you said the first time it says sheish, that teaches me that the clothing has to be linen. Well, where'd you get that from? So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Damakra bad. Pasuk says bad. Right? What is bad? Davar ha'ula minakarka bad bad. It's something that comes up from the ground, right? One at a time, right? Levad, right? One at a time, right? Again, that's how linen grows. Apparently, not that I've ever seen linen growing, but apparently grows individually. So Gemara says, okay, ve'ima amra. Right? Why didn't you tell me it's semer? Why didn't you tell me it's wool? Right? Wool also, if you look at go down to the animal, right, you shear it off, right, it's growing from each little individual, I don't know, whatever you call it in the skin, right, wool is also growing individually. So Gemara says, Amra ipatzle mepatzle, that the wool ends up splitting as it gets bigger. So Gemara says, kisna nami if tzule miftzal. Right, so also the same thing with linen, with flax. So Gemara says, kisna agav lekute miftzal. Is that only because it's beaten after it's taken out from the ground? Okay, fine. So that's why we know that it's linen. Ravina Amar Mehacha. Ravina says, no, it's from here. Right? Pari pishtim yu al rosham, umichasi pishtim yu al masnehem. Right? That has to be linen. Right? On their heads, and linen on their clothing, right? By their belt. Right? That has to be linen. So Amar Rosheshes, zemakami da'asi yecheskel man amra. Okay, great. That's a pasuk in yecheskel. Right? Well, we had a lot of big day kahuna that had been made before that. So Gemara says, well, eletamech, or according to that, right, the Hadar Rav Chisda, when Rav Chisda said Davar Zem Yitaras Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu, that's a halacha, that's a Gemara, that's a Gemara in Zerachim, Daf. Let's see here, Tez Vav Mavez, yeah, okay, that a person who's an Orel is not allowed to do a vote in the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Chisda said that's not found anywhere in the Torah, but Medivrei Yecheskel Bemibuzi Lamadnu, but it's found in Yecheskel because the pasuk says Kol Ben Nechar Orel Lev Orel Baser Lo Yavo El Mikdashi. Mikdashi. Yeah, I mean, someone who's an Ariel cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, right? Any Kohen who's an Ariel, doesn't have a Bris Mila, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So, you could say, ask the same question, right? Before Yecheskel said, how do you know that Halacha, right? You had a ton of Kohanim who are serving in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. So, Ella, Gemara Gmirila, must be that there was a Halacha Moshe Sinai, Fasi Yecheskel, Ve'asmacha Akra. And Yecheskel simply wrote a Pasuk, right, with that topic. So, Hanami says, do over here, right? Gemara Gmirila, Fasi So when we bring the pasuk from Yecheskel, it doesn't mean that Yecheskel is mechadish this idea, which just means that the concept existed, and then Yecheskel put it into the psuk. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go back to talking about the Big Day Kahuna tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.